Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff joining RBN live from San Antonio, Texas on this Friday, April 5th, 2024. Dr. Patrick Slattery will be joining me shortly as my special guest. Let's go down a laundry list of stories as quickly as we can. For those of you who missed it, this last Sunday was Happy International Transgender Day of Visibility. So those of you at RBN who like Joe Biden and who are absolutely apostate and who love blasphemy, this was your day. And so we list the White House story from their own website on this presidential proclamation. We also put something up that I put together for V. Contacta that indicates that if you're a non-tranny who happens to believe in Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity, that we don't leave you out at RBN. Israel's latest crimes, bombing the Iranian consulate in Damascus, bombing aid workers in Gaza. Gazan death toll as of today, according to at least two sources, stands at 35,000. 75,000 wounded figure has actually increased as well, although we still are waiting for the latest numbers of the last 24 hours there. We're safe in saying, of course, that 70% of these casualties involve women and children and American money and American arms and American political support for these murderers, both abroad as well as in terms of their domestic lobby, which is trying to eradicate you and me. Russia versus Ukraine. Here's the brief synopsis. The Crocus City Hall terrorism investigation continues. The events of March 22nd have inspired an investigatory fervor among the Russians, understandably, that points in the very directions that I initially indicated are the most likely to be involved. And of course, I'm joined in that analysis by people who have more direct information than I do on this. And that includes, of course, the usual sources that we consult here at RBN and on the Dankoff Report. There you would be talking about the Duran. There you'd be talking about John Helmer. There you would be talking about Scott Ritter. There you would be talking, of course, about the New Atlas and Brian Berletic and all of those types of folks, including Larry Johnson, the ex-CIA analyst, all underscore that everything seems to point in this particular disgusting instance to both the American Central Intelligence Agency and the British MI6 as having used the ISIS people, as they were using them in Syria, as a surrogate in this terrible criminal act that involved the killing of all of these Russians attending this rock concert at the Crocus City Hall in what I believe is a suburb of Moscow called Krasnogorsk. If I've gotten that wrong, I apologize to those folks already, but I believe from memory that that is correct. Lucas LaRose for South Front and other publications indicates that aid to Ukraine is increasingly unpopular in the United States. Maybe the American people have turned off basketball and professional baseball and professional hockey and bad television to take a look at this. The billions involved, the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lives that have been thrown away, and the very real threat that between Macron of France and the people running the Polish government and Ursula von der Leyen and the usual leadership in Great Britain and Germany and elsewhere, all subservient, of course, to the Globo Homo Zio industry leadership of the United States, are getting us closer and closer to a third world war. The Russians are very clear about their red lines. We understand from a phone call that Joe Biden initiated to the president of China that the Chinese red lines on Taiwan were reiterated to Mr. Biden in his call to the Chinese. The other fascinating thing is that we now learn that the French defense minister initiated a call with the Russian defense minister. And obviously the French defense minister was very, very concerned about the latest turns of events and was trying to engage in quote-unquote diplomacy with the Russians. Absolutely laughable in terms of the diplomacy that the West deliberately used as a means of deception in the Minsk I and Minsk II accords. The Western leadership, political leadership now, that existed at the time, including Angela Merkel and Hollande of France, admit that it was a tactical negotiation designed simply to stall the Russians so that the United States and the Western European powers could prepare Ukraine to fight Russia militarily, and what has been the case, obviously, all along, that the United States and NATO were using the Zelensky regime to continue to solidify the results of the illegal coup d'etat facilitated by said forces in February of 2014. And of course, since February the 22nd of 2022, we have slowly but surely seen the Russian military effort pulling itself together, as slowly but surely the top Russian leadership began to understand that any type of diplomacy that was going to be conducted with these people would come to naught based upon all previous history. Now the Russians are obviously beginning to move in the way that they could have moved from the outset, but chose not to, because President Putin has admitted, of course, that he, President Putin, miscalculated the level of ill will and the level of duplicity inherent in the Western diplomatic stance that was being used to take advantage of Russia tactically and militarily. Everything, however, since has indicated that as the Russians have wised up to this strategy, that they are not going to be suckered into any further diplomatic negotiations. Russia is winning this battle economically in terms of this idiotic Western sanctions war. The other thing that we understand is that Russia is beginning to roll militarily as their Karl von Clausewitz war of attrition strategy is beginning to bear fruit. Take a look at all these latest things, folks. Kharkiv, Kassiv Yar, which the Russians have now begun to enter. They haven't taken it yet. But the threat to Kassiv Yar has caused all kinds of panic in the West. This is why Joe Biden was calling the Chinese president, undoubtedly, trying to get him to pressure the Russians to call off their dogs. This is why the French defense minister was calling Shoigu, the Russian defense minister, as a means of trying to engage in quote-unquote diplomacy. Both of these phone callers were told to buzz off in purely diplomatic language, of course, as the Russians continue to advance militarily now that they have figured out that the only way that this can be resolved fairly and legitimately and decently is through a Russian military victory over this whole business of Western NATO expansion, over this whole business of Western diplomatic threats and subversion of Russia internally. The whole question, of course, of these economic sanctions that are backfiring big time on the Western countries. And last but not least, the Russians are tired of all of these actions getting ever closer to their borders. And this is what this Ukrainian coup d'etat was all about in conjunction with resource theft. But in this regard, keep an eye on Kassiv Yar. This is, of course, a pending threat to Krasny Liman, a threat to the Slaviansk-Kramatorsk salient that we hear these very fine commentators that I have just mentioned constantly referencing for us. Look west of Avdiivka and Bakhmut. Look at what is happening there with the Russian advances beyond these great victories in Avdiivka and Bakhmut. Now the Russians are rolling well west of these locations and cleaning up a number of these individual villages as a prelude to other activities. Keep an eye on Kharkiv. Keep an eye on the Kherson region. Keep an eye on the Zaporozhye region. Keep an eye on these massive airstrikes throughout Ukraine. These include the FAB 500, the FAB 1500, and the FAB 3000 guided bombs. It includes UAVs, the old Zircon and Kinshaw hypersonic missiles. It involves super and subsonic missiles. It involves air, sea, ground launches in a mix. It's not simply a question of all the different types of armaments that are being used. Some are being launched from the air, some from the sea, some from the ground. But what is increasingly apparent is that the Ukrainian air defenses are absolutely in a state of disarray, ongoingly being dismantled. And of course, when you start talking about air defense systems like the Patriots, just as one example, these are increasingly being destroyed in Russian airstrikes. Lucas Lyrose tells us, as we have already mentioned, that the aid to Ukraine is increasingly becoming unpopular because people have finally figured out that all these billions and billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of lives are being wasted in an effort where the United States and Global Homo are in the process of being defeated by Russia. And for those of us who despise the New World Order, those of us who hate the American Empire and want to return to the old American Republic, we quite naturally want to see Mr. Putin win this war, which he will, and win it comprehensively in order that NATO and Zio Global Homo might be put out of business once and for all, with a Russian victory in Ukraine just the beginning of what also needs to happen here domestically. Eric Margolis has a piece that I want you to take a look at. I put it up on the roadmap entitled The Nasty Little Sparta. Margolis, of course, is Jewish. He's also a very fine, well-traveled commentator and political analyst, writing for the Toronto Post, among many other outlets. He reminds us that the renowned writer Arthur Koestler warned many years ago that Israel risked becoming a quote-unquote nasty little Sparta. Half a century later, says Margolis, Israel, grown rich on U.S. military and financial aid, has become a very nasty big Sparta. Margolis mentions our old buddy Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan, Richard Nixon's close aide, wrote that Capitol Hill has become Israeli-occupied territory. Having said that years ago, Buchanan now has been, in Margolis's words, exiled to the political wilderness for this heresy. Margolis goes on to tell us that the current Gaza conflict tells us just how much Israel now dominates Congress and the Democratic Party, which gets a likely 50% of its fundings from pro-Israel donors. I've read figures as high as 75%, but we'll go with Margolis's 50% here. Moderate pro-Israel groups, he says, have been marginalized. Those in the media have been sidelined or fired. It's the McCarthyism of the 21st century, says Margolis. As the great Mark Twain said, if you don't read the U.S. media, you are uninformed. If you do follow America's media, you are misinformed. Take a look at that story. Eric Margolis, The Nasty Little Sparta, reproduced for us, and your roadmap at lewrockwell.com. John Hoffman, both for the Cato people, the Cato Institute, as well as for Foreign Policy Magazine, has a piece we've posted entitled, Israel is a Strategic Liability for the United States. He goes on to explain why, along with an excerpt of facts and figures that we put into your roadmap. Here's an interesting story that everybody in Texas ought to be taking a look at. Everybody in the country ought to be looking at this story and understanding that the hammer hold and the hammer lock that the Israeli lobby and the Zionist lobby have on the American political process and the news media comes together quite nicely in this very interesting article written by Shea Day of the Texas Tribune. And it's on Greg Abbott, Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas, and the fact that Abbott is proposing all kinds of measures to curb, quote unquote, anti-Semitism in Texas universities. I'm in the process of writing an article for VT Foreign Policy on this rather curious dynamic, along with going back and quoting Margolis on Pat Buchanan, because I was a part of those volunteer Buchanan efforts in 1992 and 1996 that have brought us to this present state of affairs, where virtually everything that Pat Buchanan has ever said about Israel and Palestine and Gaza and all of these wars for American empire have been fulfilled. Pat Buchanan thus is our prophet of the week here at RBN, when all of his sad statements have proven to be true in regard to what he foresaw would be coming. In this regard, I write Ms. Sneha Day, S-N-E-H-A, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Day, D-E-Y, at the Texas Tribune, in regard to this story, which we have given you as a link on your roadmap. This is what I've said to Mrs. Day. I've read your fine story in the Texas Tribune on Governor Abbott's intended curbs on anti-Semitism, quote-unquote, on college campuses in Texas. My read on this is that the governor supports the First Amendment until it ruffles the feathers of the Israeli lobby, the Christian Zionists who have had the Texas GOP party platform in a vice grip for years, and the American military-industrial complex and national security apparatus in symbiotic relationship with the Zionist enterprise since its inception. I'd like to see, I say to Ms. Sneha, I'd like to see how the governor defines anti-Semitism as well. I wrote an article last November for VT Foreign Policy on giving Global Homo the rope to hang itself with, which raises a number of questions about Israel not to be found in the mainstream media. These are questions, of course, for Governor Abbott as well. Quote, credibly demonstrate that the tribe is not only at the center of the debacles unfolding in Ukraine and Gaza, but is historically the perpetuator of the wars of the 20th century. It is the creation of the Federal Reserve Board and fiat money involved in this, the bombing of the King David Hotel, the murder of Count Folke Bernadotte, the Levon affair, the Kennedy assassinations, the Numec nuclear materials thefts in Apollo, Pennsylvania, Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty in June of 1967, the Pollard, Ben Ami, and Iran NSC spite cases, the Iran-Iraq War 1980 to 1988, the Promise affair, the Gulf Wars, 9/11, the Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction fraud perpetration, the demonization of Vladimir Putin, the promotion of Zelensky, the destruction of the historic European Christian culture of the United States and its targeted demographic decline and destruction, and the replacement of the latter with the effective and corrosive infiltration of American institutions and communities by the cultural Marxism of the Institute für Sexual Wissenschaft and the Frankfurt School's Institute for Social Research. Miss Day, would my observations be protected by the First Amendment on a college campus in Texas as Governor Abbott envisions the future? I'm not confident at all that they would be. I'm not a political liberal, Miss Day. My roots are in the Robert Taft, Pat Buchanan wing of the GOP. Apparently, the Texas GOP chooses to act as though we do not exist. In terms of electoral power and the financial largesse available to the Abbott-Cruz-Cornyn structure, which serves the interests of those who possess this kind of money, this perception is frankly correct. I also want you to know, Ms. Day, about an article published by Texas Monthly contributor Megan Clark Chalyasvili on Father John Whiteford of St. Jonah Russian Orthodox Church in Spring, Texas. Presently available online, it will be available in the newsstand edition this April. Serious issues are raised by the piece and the possible implications of how it may have come to pass. It is a matter of record that the purpose of the interview with Father Whiteford and what emerged in print are at complete odds with what was presented to him originally. See my story on this at VT Foreign Policy, link provided. This story will lead to the original issues swirling around what will emerge in the coming edition of Texas Monthly, available at Barnes & Noble or grocery store checkout lines. Sincerely, Mark Dankoff. We will be back with Dr. Slattery and more stories as the Dankoff Report continues at RBN Live on this Friday. Stay tuned.
Make the world go away. Make the world go away.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I can't hold it on the road when you're sitting right beside me, and I'm drunk out of my mind merely from the fact that you are here. And I have not been known as the saint of San Joaquin.
We are back. You are listening to the Dan Karff Report live from San Antonio on RBN on this Friday, April 5th, 2024. As I was mentioning, in fact, to Megan Day, or I'm sorry, that's Snea Day at the Texas Tribune. What is Governor Greg Abbott really saying here in regard to anti-Semitism? He doesn't define it. What about the First Amendment, Governor Abbott? What series of things are absolutely provably true that involve Israel and the Israeli lobby that you don't want discussed at Texas universities? And what are you prepared to do to sanction free speech at Texas universities in regard to people who, frankly, have little or no use for Israel or the Israeli lobby for some very, very valid reasons? Again, folks, as I raise this question with her, with Snea Day, in regard to Governor Abbott, and I did send this my letter to Ms. Day, to Abbott's press secretary, the silence is absolutely deafening. But it seems to me that the question needs to proceed to the ultimate obvious question, whether we're talking about Israel and Gaza / Palestine, or Israel's thirst for war with Iran, whether we are talking in this instance about these latest criminal acts on the part of Israel as they pertain to the bombing of the Iranian consulate in Damascus, and as they pertain to the killing of these Gazan aid workers via airstrike that, of course, Israel is predicting, predictably saying was all a miscalculation. Sure, it was, about like the bombing of the USS Liberty in June of 1967 was a miscalculation. But this gets into the larger questions of this presidential election, doesn't it? And of both of the so-called major parties in this country, as well as the so-called third-party alternative, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, who is an absolute Zionist zealot, sadly enough, and who has been trying to defend Israel's policies in Gaza and in Palestine, much to the loss of at least a few of his top advisors who have quietly exited the back door, as well as presumably a loss in support for Kennedy on the part of many people left and right, who otherwise were prepared to vote for him as an alternative to Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But this whole business of Greg Abbott and the GOP in Texas is repristinated in yet another story coming to us from NBC News. And then we'll bring Dr. Slattery into this mix. I was sent this item by a close friend who listens to this show, arrived in my phone today,
NBC News tells us that pro-Israel groups are now targeting a former GOP congressman's comeback attempt. I believe this involves the 8th Congressional District in Indiana. I did not include that in my notes, but I think it's the 8th Congressional District. The NBC News story, which you have on your roadmap, will narrow this down. I believe it's the 8th. But nonetheless, NBC News reports that a super PAC tied to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee and the Republican Jewish Coalition, are launching new ad campaigns against former GOP Representative John Hostetler in Indiana. The Republican Jewish Coalition also cited That Vote and others opposing aid for Israel. They're talking about a vote going all the way back to the, American war with Iraq, going back into the Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction era, where, in fact, Hostetler indicated that the United States was involved in that war on behalf of Israel. I agree with him. But again, I'm just, of course, an anti-Semite. But at any rate, the Republican Jewish Coalition cited That Vote and others opposing aid for Israel in a statement announcing it would spend $1 million against Hostetler on the airwaves, saying in a statement that Hostetler has also, quote, trafficked anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, unquote. The Jewish Insider, which first reported United Democracy Project's spending, that is the super PAC tied to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and note that the name of the super PAC is absolutely disguised as far as the name itself, being linked either to Zionism or to the State of Israel, or to the Republican Jewish Coalition, or to IPAC, or to the Jewish lobby and Zionist lobby in this country generally. But the Jewish Insider tells us that this United Democracy Project spending noted that after he left Congress, Hostetler did write in a book that the U.S. engaged in the Iraq War to protect Israel, which, of course, it did, folks. The Republican Jewish Coalition also announced it is backing State Senator Mark Mesmer in the crowded primary. Whoever wins the May 7th GOP primary is likely to head to Congress, given the district's strong Republican lean. That comes to us, again, from the folks at NBC News. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Patrick Slattery jumping into this with his observations about this and many other things, including a story that was promoted and published at opendemocracy.org, which he says is a blockbuster. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Their face is gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to kids that hurt, but they ain't caught them yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-oh, the Ghost Riders in the sky.
We are back. You are listening to the Dan Prof Report on this Friday afternoon on RBN Live. It is April the 5th, 2024, here in San Antonio, Texas. And to complete what I was talking about with this NBC News story on a super PAC, the name of this is United Democracy Project. They're tied to both the American Israel Public Affairs Committee and the Republican Jewish Coalition. They are attacking ex-GOP Representative John Hostetler in Indiana. I'm sure Representative Hostetler is not listening to this show, but if I were advising him, I would say go out, go all out, head straight for the throat, go after them on Gazan genocide, go after them against all of these numbers on money that we give to Israel as our own infrastructure is crumbling, go after them in regard to supporting Zelensky in Ukraine, go after these people in regard to the clear connections between the Jewish lobby in this country and in the gay rights movement and the abortion industry and the demographic challenges and the demographic infiltration of the United States from south of the border, which has a disproportionate amount of backing from the Jewish lobbyist organizations. There is all kinds of material that Hostetler could use if he will use it and use it in public debate. Even if you lose, Hostetler, go after these people and start throwing legitimate punches. Let's challenge the Republican Jewish Coalition in this charge of trafficking in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Demand that we get some sort of debate going with the Republican Jewish Coalition as to exactly what kind of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories they are talking about. Just as we need to ask Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, GOP Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, what is anti-Semitism, Governor? And in terms of the free speech you don't like, what are you specifically saying must be prohibited from being mentioned or discussed on Texas university campuses? Dr. Slattery, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, take us in any direction you wish. We covered the most basic stories, I think, including Happy International Transgender Day of Visibility. I didn't get a chance to send you a Happy International Transgender Day of Visibility card, but that was my oversight.
Well, I'm not going to go there. It just lends itself to bad jokes and whatnot. Where I'm going to go is I think that the Jewish power is in a massive crisis. The Israelis are behaving so abominably, and it can be seen around the world. And I think to a very large extent, the rest of the world is revolted by what they see. But there is a hunk of the world that is under what could be called direct or indirect Jewish censorship. Now we've got it big time here in the United States, but still a lot is filtering through. It's not as easy to censor everything now as it was 40 years ago when you just had broadcast TV and printed newspapers, both of which required a large amount of capital in order to produce. Now anybody with a cell phone has access to some sort of social media, even if you get kicked off of YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. These images and the truth is getting out there. There's an awful lot of, like you said, you were referring to somebody. If you want to be informed, read the newspapers. If you want to be misinformed, read the American newspapers. What was that? You said
Mark Twain.
Was that Mark Twain? I thought you said Mark Twain.
Yes. And
yeah, he was so far ahead of his time.
Yes, that was Mark Twain. Eric Margolis quoting Mark Twain, yes.
Yeah, so...
Be uninformed or misinformed, that's right.
Right. So, so in the United States, you've got already a fair amount of young people, non-whites and progressives, who are already up in arms. They're already outraged by Israel's behavior. And even if they don't quite interpret it the way I think it properly should be interpreted, even if they're going to take a Chomskyan view and look at this as Israel as being white supremacist or settler colonialist imperialism or something like that, settler colonialism, they are outraged. And even if they're mad at Jews for being white, they are mad at Jews, and they're mad at Jews specifically, increasingly. On the mainstream conservative movement, I guess like Fox News or the Gateway Pundit or some other places, Breitbart, they're countering this by calling the outrage at Israel a form of wokeism, trying to throw it in the same basket with trannyism and Black Lives Matter and whatnot. But on the paleo right or the conservative, the paleo conservatives, there's always been a, Pat Buchanan described Washington as Israeli occupied territory.
Yes.
And Candace Owens coming out, getting fired last week for her criticism of Israel, and now just going on a Twitter war against a lot of what we could call these Jews, like Ben Shapiro. It's spreading. This is spreading into the Trump movement. And Trump personally, it looked like he was just going to talk in his usual double entendres or whatever, his very unclear way. He was just going to kind of mumble his way through it by saying, "This would have never happened. This would have never happened if I was president." And then he did come under fire for having called into a Fox News show and said Israel's got to finish the problem, which a lot of people took his meaning finish the job of murdering all the or displacing all the Palestinians. But now he in the past week had his newspaper article, his newspaper interview with the Israeli paper saying that Israel's losing public support. And even though I would have done just what you did, you can't do it because you're losing support. This is horrible. You're losing support. So you can't, you got to stop it. You can't do it. So I think it's a massive crisis. And the last thing before I kick it back to you, because of the massive censorship in the United States and the Western world, very few people hear really accurate descriptions and accurate analyses of what's going on. And I think people and the people who do, say people who listen to us, because obviously we're going to give accurate analysis. Obviously we are. But, you know, the RBN audience, then they've got the problem of how do they square their own correct understanding of what's going on with not just the normies out there, but the elite and the elite in other countries. Could it be that you know, and it leads to thinking that everybody's in on it. Everybody's in on it. Putin's in on it. Everybody's in on it. Could it be sometimes that even Vladimir Putin, who I think is really the greatest statesman of my lifetime, but didn't he recently admit that he underestimated the duplicity of the West?
Absolutely.
These people, I know from my discussions with foreign journalists and politicians and whatnot, that they don't really understand what's going on in America. Maybe some do, but I think the level of understanding out there, even amongst the elite, is way lower than people would assume. With the exception, perhaps, of, you know, the Arab world and the Muslim world, which might understand the Jewish question a lot better because they're not subjected to the same amount of censorship. With that, I'll kick it back to you for more discussion.
Well, I think it's, you know, the things you were mentioning quite correctly about Vladimir Putin's public admission that he had miscalculated on the level of duplicity and ill will involved in the Western manipulation of these Minsk I and Minsk II accords, as well as the Istanbul tentative agreement reached. You know, this was what, in 2022, March of 2022, about a month after the war started, where this whole thing could have been reasonably settled, except for the fact that Joe Biden and Boris Johnson talked to Zelensky out of reneging on the deal in order that the United States and Britain and, of course, the EU and NATO could utilize Zelensky's Ukraine as a means of waging a very successful surrogate war against Russia. And, of course, it has been really successful for Russia and successful for all of the forces in the world who have begun to understand the larger implications of this surrogate war when it comes to globalism, global homo, the new world order, Western multinational corporate resource theft from other countries, and the general regime change ideology of said movement as it rears its head, not only simply in interfering with Russia and interfering with Ukraine, getting a war started there, but in all of these other circumstances and situations, including not only the Zionist thirst for a war with Iran, but the latest events going on down in Venezuela, for example, with this Essequibo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Essequibo or Essequibo region, where the whole discovery on the part of ExxonMobil of oil and gas there, I believe, in the last couple of years has led to a circumstance where it is clear that there is a American and British intelligence operation that is beginning to emerge. I believe Lou Rockwell has started covering this, where the target is basically Maduro of Venezuela and his regime in Venezuela, utilizing Guyana and taking a Guyanan a bent and side in terms of discussions and disputes over this Essequibo region. As more and more of that stuff starts appearing around the world, I think that what Putin has successfully done in Russia, and it's driving everyone crazy from Lindsey Graham in Mitch McConnell to the usual suspects whose names we see virtually every day in the American foreign and military policy establishments, who were responsible for these dreadful policies that are now resulting in blowback. And as the blowback intensifies, it's clear that on the one hand, those of us who opposed all of this from the beginning are quite happy to see it happening. But then the downside, as you and I have discussed in other shows, Patrick, is the threat that amidst the panic that we are starting to see, panic embodied in this distress phone call that the French defense minister made to Shoigu in the last couple of days. And just out of nowhere, Joe Biden's apparent distress call to the president of China in what is believed to be an attempt at getting him to pressure Russia to step back from what are obviously their victorious military policies in Ukraine. And there, the Chinese president apparently simply in very diplomatic terms told Biden that he could buzz off in terms of any Chinese pressure on Russia. And then, of course, the Duran reports that the president of China also reminded Biden of the absolute Chinese red line with the Americans over Taiwan. So when you start looking at all of this stuff amidst all of the setbacks for these people that, frankly, we can't stand as patriotic Americans and as people who want our own sovereignty respected as well as non-intervention in other sovereign nations' business, that the globalist forces, the Victoria Nulands of the world, the Robert Kagans of the world that have gotten us into this mess are getting desperate enough that I think this Crocus City Hall Terrorist Act of March 22nd, which I very firmly believe on the basis of everything that has come out thus far, was an American CIA and British MI6 operation, possible Israeli connection there, possible one, but certainly the Americans and the CIA and the British MI6 with this so-called ISIS-K outfit in Kazakhstan. This is the sort of thing that is obviously evil, it's immoral, it's reckless, and it suggests that the desperation and panic among these Ziocons, both in the United States and in Western Europe, is leading to a situation where if something this criminal would be undertaken on top of the criminality that has already occurred, with the Dugina assassination in August of 2022, with the Nord Stream pipeline bombings, this Russian military journalist, Vladimir Tatarsky, a writing pseudonym for Maxim Foman, I believe is the guy's real name, who, of course, was blown up in a cafe in St. Petersburg. All of these other things that have already been done by Ukrainian intelligence with the full connivance and support of the United States. Kirill Budinov's GUR, that's the Ukrainian military intelligence organization. And then, of course, this guy who now heads up the Ukrainian SBU, I think is the name of their domestic security agency. The fingerprints of these guys is those who carried out these latest murderous acts and the previous criminal acts, terrorist acts against the Russians within Russia, that this would not possibly be going on were it not for the bankrolling of the United States and the Brits and the EU and the support of NATO. So we will be back with Dr. Patrick Slattery in the Dankoff Report. Stay tuned.
To say and make the world go away.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away.
We are back. You are listening to the Dantoff Report on RBN Live on this Friday, April the 5th, 2024. We've been covering all kinds of topics here, and Dr. Patrick Slattery has been gracious enough to join me in regard to discussing everything from Happy Transgender Day of Visibility to the Governor Greg Abbott advocacy of the curtailment, in my view, of the First Amendment on Texas university campuses as it pertains to the whole issue of anti-Semitism, as Governor Abbott chooses not to define that. And then, of course, we have been discussing the actions of the Republican Jewish Coalition up in the state of Indiana in targeting ex-GOP Congressman John Hostetler, trying to make a comeback, I believe, in the 8th Congressional District of Indiana. Hostetler finds himself being opposed not simply by the Republican Jewish Coalition, which is formidable enough. They're going to pump $1 million to try and beat his return to the Congress bid. But this is being done in conjunction with AIPAC, or IPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, and this organization, I believe, called the United Democracy Project, which is basically an Israeli-oriented PAC, but it manages not to include any of that information in the title of their super PAC for some very, very obvious reasons. And then, of course, we've already summarized what seems to be the latest going on in the Russian-Ukrainian war. And I'll have other posts on other topics and additional news links for the what you have on your roadmap, that those will go up this weekend. Patrick, remaining minutes here, you were going to discuss a story that you and David were chatting about. Get that into the mix.
When I looked into it, I'm not 100% sure it's a news story. It's about a New York Times article that had been claiming that Hamas was raping women and has been totally debunked. But do you want to bring on Vinny for a second to see what he has to say?
Well, sure. That's fine. Bring him on.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for mentioning John Hostetler. I remember his Senate campaign in 2010. The Christian Zionists really pulled out all the dirty tricks you could to break up his town halls. I attended one of them. Max Blumenthal said that his election, his primary, could be the most important congressional election of the year because he is not a typical politician. He's an engineer by trade. He could end up being the Ron Paul for the Zoomer and millennial generation. He's a total straight shooter. He wrote a book in 2006 called Nothing for the Nation, who got what out of the Iraq War. He's just an exceptional guy.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him, but we don't have any straight, I mean, we have very, very, very few straight shooters in Congress. And so we've got a country that is completely divorced from reality. And what's going to happen when the Ukrainian government falls and the Russians occupy Kiev and Odessa? What's going to happen after all of these 2 years of being told how Putin is on his deathbed with cancer and all of this? Mass cognitive dissonance.
Vinny, my advice to Hostetler, as I've already mentioned, is this. Go after this Republican Jewish coalition on all of the issues that he can bring to the forefront and, you know, fight them all the way. If you go down, you go down. But if you go down the right way, you end up winning. Thank you for joining us on the Dan Koff Report. We will see you next week. Thanks to Vinny and to Dr. Patrick Slattery. Keep fighting. Keep listening. Keep reading.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.